Forget everything you've seen in movies about hackers. The real world of cybersecurity is simultaneously more mundane and more fascinating than Hollywood portrays. Tribe of Hackers brings together 70 security experts who've spent years in the digital trenches, offering practical wisdom that cuts through the technical jargon. What makes this collection so valuable is how it transforms complex security concepts into accessible insights for everyone, from IT professionals to business leaders. These aren't theoretical musings, but battle-tested strategies from people who think like attackers to better protect our digital world. The book's influence has spread from Silicon Valley boardrooms to government security briefings because it offers something rare. Clarity in a field often shrouded in mystery and misconception. As our digital dependencies deepen, this collective wisdom provides a roadmap for navigating an increasingly treacherous landscape. The lone genius hacker in a dark room is perhaps cybersecurity's most persistent myth. In reality, as Robert Graham explains, hacking isn't some magical power that can be wielded without much training. Another dangerous misconception is the "I'm not important enough to be targeted" belief that leaves small organizations vulnerable. Perhaps most harmful is the notion that users are the problem. Jason Street passionately argues that humans aren't security liabilities, but untrained assets. We blame stupid users for clicking links when the real failure is stupid information security not properly training them. Many contributors challenge the dangerous equation of compliance with security. Organizations often create elaborate documentation to satisfy auditors without implementing real protections. Dan Tentler bluntly observes how companies waste millions on feel-good security, expensive appliances that merely wrap open-source tools. The fixation on technical solutions ignores the human element that both creates vulnerabilities and provides the best defense against them. Security isn't about eliminating risk entirely. That's impossible. It's about making compromise harder through a balanced approach combining technology, training, and awareness. Why do most organizations get hacked? Rarely is it through sophisticated zero-day exploits or advanced persistent threats. The uncomfortable truth is that most breaches exploit basic security failures. As Bruce Potter succinctly puts it, do the basics. Patch, limit use of USBs, and use two-factor authentication. These are huge improvements. Before investing in cutting-edge security technologies, organizations must master these fundamental practices. The basics begin with knowing what you're protecting. Charles Nwatu advocates for do less better, starting with fundamental asset management, understanding what systems exist, what data they contain, and who uses them. Without this foundation, how can you effectively allocate security resources? Patching emerges as perhaps the single most emphasized practice. Robert Willis bluntly advises, stay updated on patches. They're free. Implementing the principle of least privilege, restricting system access to the minimum necessary, dramatically reduces your attack surface. Jake Williams notes that so few organizations implement this that attackers don't expect it, causing them to make noise when their normal techniques fail. What's striking is how consistently these basic practices are identified as more valuable than expensive security solutions. As Khalil Senwai observes, the biggest bang for the buck action is getting the basics right. Organizations invest heavily in security technology, yet breaches persist because people remain both the greatest vulnerability and strongest asset in cybersecurity. Michelle Klinger notes that lying and social engineering open most doors, highlighting why awareness is crucial. Security awareness training emerges as a critical solution. Khalil Sanawi calls it the most cost-effective security measure, while Robin Wood explains how trained QA teams and office staff become valuable security assets acting as human intrusion detection systems. However, Christina Murillo warns that many organizations treat security awareness as mere compliance rather than behavioral change. Ben Tomhoff identifies culture change as cybersecurity's most valuable yet least common improvement. Success requires making security accessible and integrated into daily operations. David Rook emphasizes that security professionals must collaborate rather than block, transforming people from vulnerabilities into active participants in security. Perfect prevention is impossible. This reality emerges as a key theme in Tribe of Hackers. Contributors advocate moving beyond pure prevention toward comprehensive approaches, including detection, response, and resilience. As Georgia Weidman notes, no preventative solution alone can stop sophisticated attacks. Ben 10 recommends organizations build defense around post-compromise detection rather than focusing solely on preventing initial access. What attackers do after gaining entry matters more than how they got in. His core message? Detection is more important than deflection. Michelle Klinger frames breaches as inevitable, advocating a shift from prevent and protect to respond, detect, and restore. This approach doesn't abandon prevention, but complements it with robust detection and response capabilities. Organizations should prepare through incident response planning, understanding their worst possible day scenarios, whether transaction disruption, data theft, or operational failure. By acknowledging breaches will happen, organizations can develop resilient security postures that both prevent what's possible and effectively respond to inevitable compromises. Formal education, while helpful, isn't essential for cybersecurity success. As David Kennedy notes, some of the most effective security professionals I've met came from systems administration backgrounds without formal security credentials. Contributors emphasize hands-on experience and continuous learning over degrees. Ian Coldwater states, "You can't secure a system if you don't know how it works," while Dan Tentler recommends 5 to 7 years as a sysadmin before specializing in security. This practical foundation provides crucial context for understanding vulnerabilities. Community involvement and mentorship are vital. Robert Willis emphasizes building a strong network of friends, peers, and professionals who rely on you. Doug Song compares security to skateboarding. You need a beginner's mindset, as you're just one pebble or one zero-day exploit away from falling on your face. Soft skills prove equally important. David Rook notes that people skills and collaboration abilities accelerated his career more than technical expertise alone. Several contributors stress work-life balance to avoid burnout, like Marina Crotophil, who rediscovered horseback riding after overworking. The path to expertise combines continuous learning, community engagement, mentorship, and both technical and interpersonal skills. As Robert Graham says, always be learning, always be interested in what's coming down the road. Why do security initiatives fail despite technical merit? Tribe of Hackers explores how cybersecurity intersects with business priorities, ethics, and societal impacts. Contributors emphasize that security professionals must understand business contexts, as organizations are not primarily focused on security, but rather their core missions. Success requires effective communication with non-technical stakeholders. Charles Nuwatu highlights two essential qualities: explaining concepts clearly and understanding security from customers' perspectives. David Rook stresses the importance of articulating cybersecurity risks in business terms for career advancement. The book addresses ethical and social dimensions. Davey Ottenheimer compares internet use to visiting a beautiful but potentially dangerous location, requiring constant awareness. Stephen Ridley cautions against blindly accepting IoT marketing claims, questioning the necessity of always-on devices in our homes. These broader perspectives demonstrate that effective security extends beyond technical controls to encompass business needs, ethical considerations, and social impacts of security decisions.